Hi, this is Dr. John Day. Welcome to the Longevity Plan. This is podcast number 191, Four Bad Habits That Shorten Your Life 18 Years. Four bad habits can rob you of 18 years of life. In this podcast, I'm going to share the four habits that shorten your life and keep you from making it to age 88 in great health. How long will you live? How long will I live? Joan asked at her initial cardiology consultation with me. Having just reviewed this new study, I wanted to find out if she had any of the four bad habits that shorten life. Do you smoke or drink? I asked. No, she said. Are you exercising every day? I next asked. Without fail, she said. How many servings of fruits and vegetables are you eating every day? I asked. At least 10 daily, she answered. Well, based on this new study, you should live an extra 18 years, I said. But will these 18 extra years be quality years? She asked. Absolutely, I said. Without any of these four bad habits, you should make it to an average age of 90.2 years in great health. The Canadian Bad Health Study. Several years ago, Dr. Douglas G. Manuel from the Ottawa Hospital in Canada came up with the brilliant idea to calculate how many years of life your bad habits cost you. To estimate the price of bad habits, Dr. Manuel and his team carefully studied 112,894 Canadians. From this exhaustive review, he came up with four bad habits that could shorten your life. Indeed, he found that Canadians with none of these bad habits actually lived 18 years longer than those with all four bad habits. So there was an 18-year spread between the two extremes. So what are the four bad habits that shorten your life? Well, when most people think of bad habits that shorten your life, smoking is usually the first thing that comes to mind. While this is true for men, at least in this study and many other studies, for women in this study, that actually was not the case. They found that not exercising was the worst bad habit that women could have with regards to lifespan. So here are the four bad habits that may shorten your life by 18 years. Number one, smoking. In this study, even if you just occasionally smoked, it counted against you. Number two, more than three alcoholic drinks a week. Interestingly, even if you just had one drink daily, it counted against you. The goal behavior for a long and healthy life, at least in Canada, is somewhere between 0 to 3 drinks each week. Number three, not exercising every day. No surprise here. Not exercising regularly turned out to be one of the biggest risk factors for an early death in this Canadian study. And as I just mentioned, this was particularly the case for women. Number four, eating less than 10 servings of fruits and vegetables daily. Based on their research, a healthy diet was defined by the average number of servings of fruits and vegetables daily. Basically, you got 1 point for every serving you averaged with a maximum score of 10 points. Their rationale was that if you're focused on vegetables and fruits, then the rest of your diet is probably pretty good as well. And you know, this was actually quite refreshing. There's so much confusion about a healthy diet. I hear it all the time. Almost all of my patients tell me that they eat a healthy diet. And then when I drill down, many, in fact, most are not. But there is a lot of confusion about this. But I like this study because it really drills down to the basics. Hey, if you're eating a ton of fruits and vegetables, then your diet is fine. Because number one, you're probably, if you're focused on hyper amounts or huge amounts of fruits and vegetables, then you're probably not eating a lot of crap. And even if you do occasionally eat some junk food, perhaps all those servings of fruits and vegetables help to negate, block, reverse any bad things that you may otherwise be eating. So I really liked it. It was simple. It was focused. Just focus on 10 servings of fruits and vegetables daily. And that's how they defined a healthy diet in this study. The interesting twist, now there was a twist here, is that, and this was in the study, if you ate potatoes or drank fruit juice, then not only did they not count, but potatoes and fruit juice actually caused you to lose 2 points from your total score. So if you have a glass of orange juice in the morning, you lost 2 points. So now you'd have to eat 12 servings of fruits and vegetables to get the maximum score. Likewise, if you had potatoes, and that's probably because chips and fries are, you know, they're awful. But if you have potatoes, then you also lose 2 points. So if you have potatoes and fruit juice each day, now you've got to eat 14 servings just to get the maximum score. Also, there was one other interesting twist, and I thought this was interesting, is that if you did not eat carrots, so if carrots didn't count as one of your 10 servings of fruits and vegetables, then you also lost 2 points. And I think the reason here is that carrots represent different colors, and the goal was to have a rainbow of colors for your fruits and vegetables. And that's another good rule of thumb to make sure you're getting all the proper nutrients. If you're eating a rainbow of colors of fruits and vegetables, then you're probably hitting on all of the major nutrients. How long will you live? If you can eliminate these four bad habits, then according to the study, you can expect to live to age 88.2. So, four habits again: don't drink, don't smoke, or, well, I guess you can drink up to 3 drinks a week, exercise every day, get your 10 servings of fruits and vegetables. If you can just do those four things, odds are you're going to live to age 88.2. For women, it is even better. Women without any of these bad habits can expect to live to age 90.2. And if you want to drill down a bit deeper to find out exactly how long you are expected to live based on this database of 110,000 Canadians, the authors of this study have created an online life expectancy calculator. And I've got a link to that. Just go on to my website, drjohnday.com or longevityplan.com, thelongevityplan.com, and find blog number 191. There's a link to this online life expectancy calculator. And so I did it. I clicked on the link just to see how long they think that I'll live. And based on my own health habits, they estimate, this is once again based on this database of 110,000 Canadians, that my body is 10 years younger than I actually am. So that's nice. I'm 49 right now. So they're telling me I've got a 39-year-old body. So I was excited there. And that I'm expected to live to age 91.6. I was kind of hoping for 100, but they did give me a 20% chance, actually a 20.1% chance of making it to age 100. And once again, you've heard me talk on this podcast many times before. A lot of my patients, when they hear about, you know, I say, wow, we got to keep you alive to age 100. They look at me like I'm crazy. Who would ever want to live that long? And that's because people don't understand that you can actually make it to age 100 in excellent health with a healthy lifestyle. It's not that living unhealthy is going to cause you to die young so you don't have to suffer. No, it's actually the opposite. The healthier you live, the longer you live, and actually the shorter period of time that you're sick before you eventually pass on. With unhealthy life, with unhealthy health habits, not only do you die young, but the last 10 or more years of your life are spent disabled, gobbling down tons of pills and going from doctor to doctor. So let's now bring this to a close and talk about the take-home message. The big picture to the study is that making it to age 88.2 in good health is easy. It really comes down to just doing four things right. These four things are things that anybody can do, regardless of your DNA, regardless of your family history, regardless of how you've lived your life. If you can just focus on these four things, your body will heal itself. And according to the study, you can make it to 88.2 years of in great health. So don't smoke. Keep alcohol intake below 3 drinks a week, exercise every day, and get your 10 or more servings of fruits and vegetables every day. And if you don't eat carrots, if you do eat potatoes, or you do drink fruit juice, then you've got to make up for it with even more servings of fruits and vegetables. So my question to you is, do you have any of these four bad habits that shorten your life? And if you did take the life expectancy quiz, I hope you did, how long are you predicted to live? I'd love to hear what they had to say about you. So please leave me your thoughts and your questions. Go on to my website, drjohnday.com or thelongevityplan.com. Find the blog number 191. Scroll to the bottom. Leave me your thoughts. Leave me your questions. And if you've enjoyed this podcast, please be sure to tell a friend. Even better, Tell iTunes, tell Stitcher, wherever you listen to fine podcasts, that helps us with our reviews, helps us to reach out to more people. If you haven't yet subscribed to my free weekly newsletter, now's the chance. There's information there that you won't find in this podcast. And until next week, keep living better.